بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا سبجیکٹ فار دی پریزنٹ ٹاک از پولیٹیکل انٹرپریٹیشن آف اسلام. واٹ از پولیٹیکل انٹرپریٹیشن؟ اٹ از پولیٹیسائزیشن آف اسلام. اٹ مینس دیٹ یو ٹرائی ٹو گیو اے ڈسکرپشن آف اسلام ان وچ all the teaching of Islam are interpreted in terms of politics or political power. This kind of interpretation is quite alien in Islamic scheme. You cannot find a single reference in the Quran and Hadith or Seerah in favor of this interpretation. Even you cannot find a single book with the title Political System of Islam in previous centuries. It is a phenomenon of 20th century. It is, in the terms of Quran, it is muzahat. Muzahat means imitation. Some thinkers, some Muslim thinkers wanted to imitate the concept of some secular thinkers. Mainly communist thinkers. You know, communist ideology is a complete ideology. They wanted to give a holistic interpretation of life in terms of economics. This kind of so-called holistic interpretation of life was absent in the whole history of thought. It was communist thinkers like Karl Marx who wanted to give such interpretation. It was a new interpretation. So very soon it became popular throughout the world. Almost all the educated mind was influenced with this concept. And I think Muslim thinkers were not an exception. So some thinkers like Abul Ala Maududi in Indian subcontinent and in the Arab world, says Qutb, they wanted to give Islam a political interpretation. But if you try to find any reference in favor of this in the Quran and Hadith, you will see there is not a single difference in favor of this kind of interpretation. Here I would like to give you some references. First of all, when the Prophet of Islam was revealed, some early chapters like Al-Muddassir, so there was no mention of such kind of interpretation. For example, if this was the mission of the Prophet of Islam, there must be some verses like this: Aqim Dawlat al-Islam. O Prophet, you have to establish the rule of Islam. This is your mission. Or Nafis Shariata Muhammad. Implement the laws of Islamic Sharia. This is your mission. But you cannot find any reference of this connotation. You know, Prophet of Islam started his mission in 610 AD in Mecca. At that time, Quraysh were dominating the Arab land. So, they offered the Prophet of Islam. They said that, In turidu mulkan mallaknaka alayna. If you want political power, we are ready to give you political power. But the Prophet of Islam refused. He said, Ma lihaza boistu ilaykum. I was not sent for this purpose to you. So what was the purpose? That was, Qum fanzir wa rabbaka fakabbir. Ya al-muddassir qum fanzir. This was the mission of the Prophet of Islam. So the mission of the Islam is mentioned in the Quran in these two verses, in Zahr and Tafsir. Mubashshiran wa nazeera. It means that to give good tiding and also to give warning. And a good tiding for paradise, a warning for hell. So if you read the Quran that was revealed to the Prophet of Islam, you will find that the main theme of the Quran is creation plan of God. God Almighty sent the Prophet only for one purpose, that is to make people aware of the creation plan of God. This was the mission. And this mission is very clear in the whole book of the Islam, that is Quran. So this was the mission of the Prophet. To establish rule was not a mission of this Prophet of Islam. It is fact that in later period there was a Muslim rule. But there was no Islamic interpretation. When Muslim became majority in several countries, they established Muslim rule. But there was no such Islamic interpretation, political interpretation. So you have to differentiate between the two. There are many Christian states in the world, but there is no political interpretation of Christianity. There is a Hindu rule, but there is no political interpretation of Hinduism. So don't be confused in these two. Muslim rule is quite different thing, and political interpretation is quite different thing. Muslim rule means where Muslims are majority, it is but natural that they will establish their rule. But political interpretation means this is the mission, this is the target, this is the goal of every believer. It is not. It is very strange that not a single book was authored by any Muslim scholar during previous centuries. So it is a recent phenomena. In the second half of 19th century and first half of 20th century, in this period, communist interpretation flourished everywhere in the world. So they wanted to imitate it, and they gave political interpretation of Islam. It is very dangerous. It jeopardizes all the whole scheme of the religion of Islam. The main purpose of the religion of Islam is to give a spiritual scheme to spiritualize man. So, why? Because God Almighty created this world for test. It is a selecting ground. If God Almighty created paradise, then he created this world and he settled man on this planet Earth for just one purpose, that is to select those men and women who are deserving candidate for paradise. Paradise is an ideal world. Paradise is a perfect world. Paradise is a place where man will find fulfillment. So this is the goal of every man and woman. So God Almighty wanted to select those men and women who are qualified for that ideal place. So this is the purpose of life, and all the prophets wanted to make people aware of this fact. There is a verse in the Quran, ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. A number of verses in the Quran we find in which this goal is mentioned. So if you interpret Islam in political terms and give them political target, then whole thing will be jeopardized. For example, the real concept of Islam, according to the real concept of Islam, the equation between men and women is Dai and Madhu. Believers are Dai and non-believers are Madhu. This is the Islamic equation. But according to political interpretation, the equation is changed. Then the equation becomes ruler and ruled. Ruler and ruled. There is not Islamic scheme. According to Islamic scheme, the equation between men and men is Dai and Madhu. So Dai Madhu equation inculcates the spirit of well-wishing. You become human-friendly. Believers become human-friendly. Because without friendship, you cannot address people. You have to normalize the situation. You have to adopt friendly behavior. Then you are able to address people. But when you adopt political interpretation, when you adopt political power as your goal, the equation becomes ruler and ruled. Then you are not friendly, your behavior is not friendly behavior. then you see people as your a rival. Rivalry breeds hate, revenge, violence. So these people who wanted to establish Islamic rule, first they wanted to persuade people for this ideology. Initially they were peaceful, but when they saw that peaceful method is not working, they started demonstration. Human parties of human cry. Then again they saw that parties of demonstration is not working. They participated in election. But again they failed. They were not able to establish their rule through electric process. Then they became violent. Even violent failed to work. So now they have adopted suicide bombing. If you want, why we are adopted for suicide bombing, they will say, we want to destabilize the system. This is the first step towards capturing the political power. So you see, all this logic is completely false. This is not logic. It is wordplay. So political interpretation started as a naive theory. But in the end, it became suicide bombing. Suicidal. But when you adopt Dawa work, Dawat-e-Allah, then it is good from A to Z. You start with peaceful means. You try to convince people for the religion of Islam, religion of God. Then you make dua. Then you show friendly behavior. Because you want to persuade them, you want to change their mind. And this kind of mission requires friendly behavior. Friendly behavior, well-wishing. So Dawa work is a peaceful mission. Mission that is based on compassion, well-wishing, rahmat. Then if you see that your madhu is not convinced with your persuasion, with your dawa work, then you go to dua. Dawa work is 2-point formula. If possible, then dawa work. If not possible, then dua work. It is from A to Z, it is a peaceful concept, peaceful movement. There is no violence, there is no hate, there is no complaint, there is no protest. Here you can see the comparison. In political movement, there are rivalry. When you want to unseat those people who enjoy political power, they will try to retaliate. They will try to regain their power. And there is a confrontation, bloodshed, and war. So, war is inherently a part of political interpretation. Hate and violence and war, all these things, all these negative things are inherently part of political interpretation. Where there is political interpretation, there is hate, there is violence, there is rivalry, there is confrontation. But Dhawar is quite different. Where there is Dhawar, there is love, there is compassion, there is friendly behavior, there is Dua. So this is the requirement of Islamic system. Islam wants to make you true believer. Islam want to make you man of dua, man of ibadat, man of modesty, man of spirituality. All these things are integral part of dawah work. So this is the real scheme of Islam. Prophet of Islam was Da'i. Prophet of Islam is mentioned in the Quran in these words, Da'iyan ilallah bayz nahi basraj munira. You cannot find a single verse in the Quran that says that Prophet of Islam was a political leader. No, not at all. Prophet of Islam was not a political leader. He was Da'i. He always wanted to establish peace. Why? Because peace is very, very favorable to Dawah work. Where there is peace, there are opportunities for Dawah. And where there is violence, there is no opportunity for Dawah. Violence or rivalry are quite against the Islamic Dawah. They jeopardize all the opportunities of Dawah work. So, you have to see what is the model of Islam. Model of Islam. Prophet Islam is the model of Islam. Then, the second model are Sahaba. So, the book of ideology in Islam is the Quran. Quran is the book of ideology. Quran is the book of ideology. If you want to know what is Islam, you have to see Quran. And you want to know the model of Islam, you have to see the Prophet and the Sahaba. So, I would like to give some example that these people have misinterpreted some verses. They fail to find a single verse in the Quran that says directly in clear language that to establish political power is the mission of the Prophet or mission of the believers. For example, there is a verse, Aqimuddin. Establish Deen. But here, Aqimu means follow. They say that establish the system of Deen, the political system of Deen. They interpret these words, Aqimuddin, that oh, Muslims, you have to establish the system of Deen, the political system of Islam. But it is not. Aqimuddin simply means follow the religion of Islam. Here deen means religion and not system. Here word deen is not in the sense of system. Simply religion. Religion means belief, ibadat, worship, dua, moral values. All these things are part of religion. So here Aqimuddin means follow those set of teachings that are described in the Quran. And you have to believe in the oneness of God. You have to worship for God. You have to make dua. You have to adopt the moral system of Islam, ethical system of Islam. You have to adopt spiritual life. You have to make paradise your goal. All these things are part of deen. And this verse only says that, O insan, O man, you have to adopt the religion of Islam in this sense. So they have misinterpreted all those verses of the Quran, and falsely they wanted to prove that Islam gives this injunction. Quran gives this injunction, although not. I have studied the Quran and Hadith in its original language, that is Arabic, several times to find out whether there is any verse in the Quran, any Hadith, that says that, O believers, you have to establish political rule. But I failed to find. So I published several books on this subject. For example, Tabir Ki Ghalati in Urdu, then Al-Islam, then Deen and Sharia, and some other books. In these books, I have established that political interpretation is completely false interpretation. False. It is not correct interpretation. So, this interpretation is very, very risky interpretation. Very dangerous, because those who are impressed with the interpretation, they always think in political terms, in terms of political power. While if you study the life of the Sahaba, their thinking was quite different. They were thinking in terms of God Almighty, in terms of fear of God, in terms of love of God, in terms of paradise, in terms of akhirah, in terms of accountability. You see, political interpretation changes the whole fabric of Islam. Those who are obsessed, those who are impressed with this interpretation, they always want to target others, the system, not themselves. According to Islam, individual is the target and not the system. Islam wants to change an individual, every individual. Islam want to engineer your mind. System is not the target of Islam. It's very important to know that Islam, the target of Islam is an individual and not the system. When you make system your target, then you inculcate the spirit of otherworldly behavior, otherworldly thinking, extrovert thinking. You always think about others, the political powers, the political rulers, the political leaders. You always try to overthrow their power. You always try to unseat these political leaders. But in true Islam, man himself is the target. So if you read the Quran and Hadith, it will inculcate in you the spirit of introspection. Introspection. The spirit of accountability. The spirit of modesty. The spirit of self-correction. Then about others, you will inculcate the spirit of friendship. You inculcate friendly behavior. In two words, I would say that political depression inculcates unfriendly behavior to others, while true interpretation of Islam inculcates friendly behavior to others. It is very strange. True Islam, that was revealed to the Prophet of Islam, makes you, inculcate in you friendly behavior to others, while political interpretation, political description of Islam inculcates in you unfriendly behavior to others. It is a great loss. It is a great loss. Why I am saying that is a great loss? Because our goal is to achieve a seat in paradise. This is our goal. According to the Quran, according to the Hadith, according to Sirah, the only goal is to have a seat in the paradise. But who will find entry into paradise? Those who are modest person, those who are spiritual person, those who are fearful person, those who are God conscious person. So all these things disappear in political interpretation. You become unable to find entry into paradise. What a great loss. So I would say that it is, political interpretation is nothing but Islamization of non-Islam. Islamization of non-Islam. What is non-Islam? They try to Islamize it and give the impression that this is the true Islam. So I would say that anyone who wants to face God Almighty, because everyone is doomed to die, and after death we have to face God Almighty. So you have to be very sincere in this matter. Very, very sincere, very, very serious. So don't see what these people are saying or writing. Before reading their books, you have to study the Quran. First of all, you have to study the Quran and find out whether Quran gives the same picture of Islam, that Islam is a political power and believers must establish it as a political power. No. The first verse that is just of the Quran is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the first verse, and this is the gist of the Quran. It means that you have to inculcate the concept of shukr in your heart, gratefulness towards God. It means that you think about God Almighty, you contemplate in the truth, then you discover there is a God, He is the Creator, He is the Lord of the universe, He is Rabbul Alameen. After this finding, you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbul Alameen. O God, you are God. O God, you are Rabbul Alameen. O God, I am surrendered before you. So this is Islam. Islam means surrender. If you consult a dictionary, Arabic dictionary, if you consult an Arabic dictionary, you will find that Islam means surrender. So you have to surrender before God. Islam does not mean that establish political rule. Islam means surrender, self-surrender. Islam means submission. Islam means surrender. Islam means modesty. This is the main integral part of the religion of the Islam. So political interruption is nothing but an imitation of secular thinkers like Marx, like socialist thinkers. It is not derived from the Quran or Hadith. Political interruption is not derived from the Quran or Hadith. These people are simply imitating the secular thinkers, mainly communist thinkers. And then you see what is happening in the Muslim countries. In every Muslim country, there is dictatorship. Why? Because in every Muslim country, there is some group who want to establish Islamic rule. And when they find that the present rulers are not following Islam according to their own concept, they are not implementing the rule of Islam according to their own concept. So they say that you have to leave the political seat. And you know who will leave the political seat. They want to kill those people. So in every Muslim country, there is confrontation between Muslims and rulers. Those Muslims who want to establish Islamic rule, they are fighting with their rulers. Because according to their concept, these rulers are secular leaders. Then they fail to implement Islamic rule in those countries. Here I would like to mention one very important point. Prophet of Islam has repeatedly said that don't confront rulers. There are ample of ahadith in the books that refrain with this confrontation. So, scholars are agreed upon this, that confrontation, going to confrontation with Muslim rulers is haram in Islam. Haram. And Muslims must obey their rulers. Confrontation and fighting and trying to unseat these Muslim rulers is haram in Islam. Why? Because this kind of politics, this kind of movement jeopardizes all opportunities. If you accept Muslim rulers as it is, then there are ample opportunities. There are many opportunities, and you can avail these opportunities for dawah work, for educational work, for constructive work. So Islamic teaching is that ignore the political problems and avail the opportunities. This is the Islamic rule, Islamic concept, Islamic teachings. Yeah, I can say that in Islam, there is political status quo. Political status quo is, when you accept the political status quo, then you can, then you will find so many opportunities. And by availing the opportunities, you can do dawah work, constructive work, everything. But when you try to unseat those Muslim rulers or secular rulers, they will try to annihilate you, and then there is confrontation, there is bloodshed, and you will not be able to avail those opportunities. So dawah work is best work in Islam. Dawah work is very safe work in Islam. Dawah work means peaceful, trying to persuade peoples with the peaceful method. So dawah work is based on peaceful method. Dawah work is based on avoidance, principle of avoidance. Dawah work is based on principle of friendship. Dawah work is based on non-confrontational approach. There is a verse in the Quran, As-sulhu khair. That is, non-confrontational approach is the best. It's very important verse in the Quran. As-sulhu khair. Sulh is the best. Sulh means non-confrontational approach. So non-confrontational approach is the best. Why? Because when you adopt non-confrontational approach, then you will find enough time to work in constructive fields. Confrontation means wasting your time, wasting your money. But when you avoid confrontation, then there is enough time. You can save your money, you can save your energy, and you can divert your energy and money towards the peace, towards the dawah work, educational work. So political interpretation has ruined all the opportunities. In every country, Muslims are living in hate, in revenge, in violence, because of this political interpretation. So political interpretation is ideologically a wrong interpretation. Then if you see its result, it is complete failure ideology. So many people were engaged in this ideology. They wanted to establish Palestinian rule in different countries. But everywhere they are failed. The result was negative. They wanted to establish Islamic rule, but the result was that there was rule of anarchy, rule of bloodshed, rule of hate. What a loss. So their movement, their efforts turned to be counterproductive. In every country, in those countries where these Muslims are active, those who believe in political interpretation, those who want to establish Islamic rule. So in such countries, you can see the result, negative result. They wanted to establish Islamic rule, but what happened? They only established rule of anarchy, rule of hate, rule of bloodshed, rule of fighting, rule of confrontation. And the price was that all those opportunities were ruined. The work disappeared. There are 57 Muslim countries, but all these Muslim countries are backward countries in terms of education, in terms of the work, in terms of custody works, in terms of modern industry, in terms of modern knowledge. They are backward. It's very, very sad, very, very sad that all the Muslim countries are backward countries. And main reason was that some Muslim leaders and some Muslim groups wanted to establish Islamic rule. And there was resistance from those Muslim rulers. And then there was confrontation. Then there was bloodshed. And they then tried to establish dictatorship. So, if you see in terms of ideology, they are wrong ideology. They are following wrong ideology. And if you see in terms of practice, you'll find that it was completely failed ideology. No positive result at all. So, I would appeal those Muslims to reassess the whole matter. Those Muslims who are engaged in this politics, directly or indirectly. You know, some Muslims are engaged directly, that is, they are fighting for this purpose, to establish Islamic rule. And other Muslims are engaged indirectly. I mean, they are not fighting, but they're thinking like this. So, a majority of Muslims are engaged in this false interpretation. Some directly, some indirectly. So, time has come that they must go to introspection to revise, to reassess, to rethink. And after admitting their fault, they must replan. Now the time is to replan their effort, their struggle. So I would like to say that if these people are sincere, if they want to do anything good in their life, they must reassess the whole matter, whether their ideology is wrong, whether their strategy is wrong. So if they ponder over this question, if they contemplate over this question, they will find that the very ideology was wrong. And when the ideology is wrong, then the result is also wrong. If you follow a wrong ideology, so this ideology is bound to lead to a disastrous end. It's a very, very serious matter. Very serious matter. In this world as well in the hereafter. In this world, you are jeopardizing all the opportunities in Muslim countries. You know, there are more than 1 billion Muslims throughout the world. Almost in every country, there are some Muslim groups. But they are engaged in this politics. They are in a position to disseminate the Islamic teachings. They are in a position to do the work. Now, we are living in a quite different age. Now we enjoy religious freedom. Now we enjoy modern communication. Now we enjoy printing press. Now we enjoy multimedia. All those things are very, very favorable to the work. So we have to do the work. All those Muslims who are living in different countries, they must adopt a single point formula, that is dawah work, in a peaceful manner. Dawah work does not need any kind of violence, any kind of confrontation, any kind of fighting. It is completely a peaceful work. So you have to avoid all those confrontation, and you have to avail all those opportunities. This is the formula of Islam. So, it is obligatory for Muslims to spread the message of Islam, to convey the message of Islam to all mankind. It is obligatory. And they are in a position to do this work, because they are living in every country. They are living in the age of religious freedom. They enjoy modern communication. So it is very easy to do the work. So why you are engaged in politics? That is not difficult, but it is impossible, perhaps. It is impossible to establish so-called Islamic rule throughout the world. It is impossible. There is a saying that politics is out of the possible. So why you are running after impossible? Any wise person would agree that to establish Islamic rule throughout the world is an impossible goal. While dawah work is quite possible. You can do dawah work in any country, in any land, in any continent. Everywhere you are, you can do dawah work. Through books, through literature, through computer, through interaction. There is no obstacle at all. There is a hadith that مَا خُيِّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بَيْنَ عَمْرَيْنِ إِلَّا اخْتَارَ أَيْسَرَهُمَا. Whenever the Prophet had to choose between the two, he always opted for easier course of action rather than harder course of action. So political establishing political rule is harder option. Why he opted for this option? This is against the prophetic sunnah. While doing the work is easier option. So opt for this easier option. There is prophetic sunnah. It is very clear that trying to establish political rule throughout the world is very, very hard option. I would say it is impossible option. While dawah work is quite easier option, all the doors are open, all the opportunities are open. Simply decide and start dawah work. Simply decide for this goal and start the hour. No obstacle, no problem, no confrontation, no fighting, no bloodshed. So I would like to appeal all the Muslims to reassess the whole matter, to revise their policies, to ponder over their output. Now the time is running fastly. We have not enough time to waste. Everyone is heading towards death. Everyone would die maybe this evening or maybe at the warning of tomorrow. So we have to do something positive in our life. Otherwise, God Almighty will reject us. He will not accept us. So I would appeal to you to go through those literature that are published on this subject. Go through the Quran, go through the Hadith, go through the Sunnah of the Prophet sincerely and seriously, and find out what is the purpose of the Quran, what is the purpose of the Prophet, what was the life of the companion of the Prophets. I would appeal to go through all these literature again and again. May God bless you. May God help you. Forever. Shukran.